Thank you, darling. I'm going to head to my trailer now. Oh, there you are. Here, come with me. Because I want the company. Unless you're already clocked out for your shift. So nice of you to take care of little old me all day. Aw, you are such a flatterer. You're good at it too. You have been buttering me up this entire shoot, I swear. Ugh. You know, every time that I turn on the AC in here, I remember it was you who got that for me. Well, it should have been already there once I got here, but I don't think that this team is used to dealing with. I mean, I don't want to be an asshole. Thank you for saying it for me. It's kind of conceited if you call yourself an A-lister, you know? It's almost a wrap. Do you happen to know what scenes we're shooting tomorrow? Yeah, I mean, I've just been waiting for the email every night for pages. Oh, it's fine. I'll look over it in the morning like I always do. So, the reason I called you in here is because I need your help with something. Yeah, I need you to help me drink this bottle of whiskey. Yeah, the assistant director dropped it off the other day. And drinking by yourself is pretty sad, so I figured I would have a couple of drinks with my favorite PA. No, you totally are my favorite. I'm serious. You're the only person who doesn't spook when I talk to them. It's fun being blue sky, but sometimes, it gets a little annoying when people just jump every time that you talk to them. They're super duper eager to please, and it's nice and it's sweet, but it does get old. I mean, I've seen people go both ways. Either they get really, really conceited, which is a path I am trying to avoid, or they get real uncomfortable with it, which is the direction that I've kind of gone. Well, I'm not uncomfortable with it. I mean, it's still nice. I'm not gonna lie. No, nobody in my family is in movies. It's just me. Yeah, so I kind of had to get used to all of it after I moved out here. Started really booking stuff. I'll tell you, after that first movie came out. Yeah, Eyes on the Sky. People started stopping me, like at the mall, to take pictures with me. It was surreal. As long as I still have people like you around who are just nice and just treat me the way that I treat them, then it's fine. You know that I'm a real person. It's been fun working with you the past couple of months. Clink. So, how's the search for a girlfriend going? No, don't say that. I hate that. I sound like your mother? Ugh. I'm at least a hot mom, right? Was that too weird? How much older am I than you? Oh. Oh, you're such a punk. I'm not even that much older than you. Oh my goodness. 5 years is not a lot. It's not a little, but it's not a lot. I'm trying to think if I would date somebody 5 years younger than me. Yeah. Yeah, I would. I mean, as long as they were as cute as you. No, you're super cute. I'm serious. Why would I lie? Okay. How is my search for a boyfriend going? Bad. It's going real bad. I'm here on set all day and I don't have the energy for one. It's honestly a lot harder than you think to find somebody who understands this job. You pretty much have to date within the industry, or you have to meet somebody who's really, really cool about it. I mean, yeah, I'm working all day, like, I'm gone for months on end doing shoots. I have to kiss other people or like do sex scenes with other people sometimes. Like it's a lot to ask for. And then, you know, I'm constantly doing like press runs and everything. So pretty much never see me. So if they're not also doing the job, it's like, yeah, it's hard to explain and people's feelings get hurt. Yeah. I bet you've run into the same thing. That's true. You don't have to devote as much of your like outside time to this, but I mean, you're still on set all day working your ass off. When was the last time you got laid? Oh, a gentleman never tells. Okay. 3-4 months ago. Really, like 3-4 months ago. I have a great vibrator. I do miss it, though. Sex. I get all pent up. And then I'm just in my trailer all day on breaks when I'm not hanging out with you. Well, I guess I could go, like, hang out somewhere else, but I don't know. I like being here where you are. Is that okay? Hey. You, how do I ask this? You're really cute. And I'll just come right out and say it. You're really cute, and I was wondering if you wanted to kiss me. Or if you wanted to kiss, I guess. And before you say yes or no, I promise to be super duper cool about it if, like, you say no. Like, I have a little crushy crush, but it's not, like, it's not a big deal. It's okay. Sometimes it's just that attraction isn't returned and whatever, and... Oh. Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. Come over here. This is kind of exciting. Okay. Are you nervous? That's so cute. Come here. I missed that. Do you mind if I take this off? I have a shirt on underneath. Yeah, it's just like a little warm. Can't imagine why. Okay, so full disclosure, I wasn't originally asking you to just kiss me. I just chickened out at the last second. I'm asking if you wanna fuck. It doesn't have to be a thing, it can just be. It can be whatever. It can be whatever you want. Just, I actually do kind of like you. And I think you're really sexy. And I kind of want to ride your cock. If that's cool with you. Call time. I should know this. Oh, an hour? Oh, we've got so much time. Yeah, I bet nobody will even come and knock. Like, you're the person who they usually send to go and, like, tell me stuff. So... try something. So I always catch you staring at my boobs. No, it's cute. I like it. I like that you look. I mean, I don't wear these low-cut tops for myself, you know. I mean, maybe a little bit for myself. I like catching sight of myself in the mirror. Is that super vain? That's probably super vain. Anyways, the point is I kind of want to try something that I saw in a porno. Have you ever gotten a boob job before? Okay, I want to try it. So I guess you sit down. Yeah, and I'll get on my knees right here. I know it does feel a little weird, doesn't it? Well, I mean, you've been serving me, helping me out so much. It's time I return the favor, right? Oh, I my God, you're so hard already. That's so flattering, honestly. I haven't even done anything to you. Here, let me help you pull them all the way off. That's hot. Oh, fuck. Am I going too fast, by the way? Is this good? Okay, I just wanted to check. Take off extra shirt. Oh yeah, I never wear one. Yeah, bras like pinch too much. Oh, they're really big, and every bra for my size is, I don't know, they're just really ugly. So I just, you know, don't. I'm surprised you haven't noticed. No, you did. Do you imagine what it would feel like with my warm, soft tits around your cock like this? I love that. It's so much fun. I get to watch your expressions while I do it. Evan, what kind of porno am I been watching? A good one. And then whenever it would come up through her boobs, she'd put her tongue on the guy's cock like this. This is cute, but I kinda wanna just blow you. That's good. Fuck yeah. You're so cute. Used to think of this while watching my movies. Oh my God, you're so cute. You know what? You deserve a treat for that. Give me a second. There. Did you ever imagine blue sky with your cock down her throat? Little trick I picked up in college. You just have to relax like this. I would absolutely be down for you to eat my pussy. But you'll let me suck your cock more later, right? let me. I was really enjoying it. But I'll lie back. I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, just pull them off. Those shorts are barely there anyway. Well, I have an excuse for the bra thing, but no, I don't have an excuse for why I go commando. It just feels good. Don't tell the gossip columns, okay? Good. Used to fantasize about me coming all over your face. Well, let me make that dream come true real quick. Fuck. I'm sensitive. Hold on, wait. I'll come up here though. I know I said I wanted to ride you, but my legs are really quivering right now, and I don't think I can. Do you think that you can? Well, not ride me, but like, you know, you're already on top of me. Have you been tested recently? Okay, good. I have to. Well, the reason I ask is because I kind of hate condoms. Yeah, I really don't like the way they feel. Oh yeah, no, IUD. So, there is no chance. So if you're down, okay, are you sure? Okay, you're awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I want you inside me. fucking good. Do you like feeling my legs wrapped around you? It's not too tight. Fear that I make you come, right? I want you to come inside me. Really fill me up. Yeah, what I've been fantasizing about for the past couple weeks. Every time you bring me a cup of coffee. Or stick up for me and make sure I got what I needed. Every time you help me get into costume, everything. And what it'd feel like to have your dick buried inside me. Filling me up with cum. Right here in my trailer. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Fuck yes. Let me hold on to you tight. I don't want to lose a drop when you come. How you feel? You still feel okay? This isn't weird? Okay. I love cuddling after sex. Do you? Okay. No, there are some people who don't enjoy it. It's not very, like, common, but it does happen. Yeah. You can put your head on my boobs like this. Oh, here, scooch down a little bit. There you go. Maximum comfort. I definitely want to do this again if you're into it. That was so quick. Okay, good. We'll have to find the next moment when we have a little extra time in between takes. You're amazing. No, I don't need anything right now. You're so sweet, though. Oh, I might need another orgasm later. You think we can arrange that?